put in an effort this year. I am. Either way, if you want to do it for reals and get some money, go download the DraftKings app. It is live in Louisiana. Super easy to do. If you want to feel that sweat, go download the app. And when you do, put in the code LaRose when you sign up, because for a limited time, all new players have a free shot of winning thousands of dollars with that first deposit. So it's never been a better time. App Store, DraftKings, download, code LaRose. Hour two next on ESPN New Orleans.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got Geico, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. Geico will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
Geico. Great service, without all the drama.
Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career, working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
At CDW, we get that a cyborg assistant won't make your employees more productive from home.
Please, call me, Brian. I can vacuum your dog.
That's great. But at CDW, we can design a productivity solution with Lenovo devices that offer fast, reliable connectivity to help your people manage their workloads the right way.
Can I have a human hug?
No. For technology that moves you forward, trust Lenovo and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/LenovoClient.
The biggest names in sports, coming to your mornings.
Brad Johnson joins us right now.
Win the Super Bowl, it's during a timeout. I'm hanging out with my two buddies, Keyshawn and John Gooden. And all of a sudden, Keyshawn goes, man, that popcorn smells good. And Gooden says, man, I would love to have some of that popcorn too. So we're talking about popcorn in the Super Bowl.
The biggest names in sports, every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hey, it's John Kleber. What is it like knowing the first hour of the show you've agreed mostly with me? Actually, it's, you know, weird. You should know that, right? What do you mean it's weird? It's really, really simple.
I thought the show was going to be a lot more doomsday after the six turnovers from the Saints.
There's no reason to be doomsday. Why would you be doomsday?
It's been actually quite, you know, energetic and fun.
There's no reason to be doomsday. Look, it is what it is. Six turnovers. No bueno, right? Not good. But look, we're talking about a lot of the different aspects that happened in that game. 17-14. In case you missed the star of the show, I'm not even calling them hot takes. I legitimately have reasons for it, and I'll back them up and play them here. But I think Trey Murphy should start for the New Orleans Pelicans. It is a no-brainer for me. David Griffin said the day he let go of Stan Van Gundy, three principles that this team needs to do in the summer is what?
Shooting, basketball, IQ, and toughness.
Mm-hmm. In the post-game interview, one of the things the Pelicans suffered from was, you know, closing out games.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just go off the rules, like, the ball was in play and I had possession of it while they blew the whistle. So, I mean, that should count as a basket, so... I mean, I'm aware of the rule book, and so, I mean, it should have been a basket, so it was.
Mm-hmm. And that is TM3, talking about understanding and getting that bucket to the game winner. But one of the things that really stood out to me was, you know, what he said after the game about defense.
I owe a lot of it to Tony Bennett. As well as just me just being prideful and giving a lot of effort, but a lot of it is owed to Tony Bennett. When you're in practice and you know, you're going through defense for 80% of practice, you're going to be a better defender. And so I appreciate all the fundamentals and just him being really hard on me and him just making sure I was the best defensive player I could be.
As I mentioned, 14 times his team couldn't hold on to double-digit leads.
You know, we're a really strong team, and I'm grateful for my guys, and we've just pushed through. It was a tough win, but, you know, we got it done.
Got it done. Just get it done. Don't care how you do it, get it done. That's all that matters. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to call in. We'll take your take here as well. I think because of all of that, and you just hear him and how he is, that's a guy that you have got to play. So that's kind of how I feel. 800-998-1003 when it comes to that. The other, I guess, take this morning that I had was I think the quarterback race is over. No, one play doesn't make the competition, but I think it could be very telling. And to me, it's I've seen enough. So I'm going to give you two plays because both quarterbacks did throw an interception. The interception that Taysom Hill threw, Sean Payton after the game.
There was enough of them. Help me out. Was it a pass or a fumble?
It was the one that the interception threw.
Yeah, so we're not on the same page with the receiver and the quarterback. All right. One's running a shallow cross. One's expecting to sit it down. Bad by both of them. We'll look at it on tape. But no, if you get certain looks, you sit it down. Certain looks, you stay on the move. And obviously, the two of them weren't on the same page.
So that's that one. And then you have Peyton on Winston's pick.
We'll look at the tape tomorrow. I don't want to go through every turnover. You know, we left it a little bit late outside, I think. Thought we had him on the route. And they made a good play.
This was after the game. And it goes to my bigger point of the other play as to why I think it's decided. I'm going to get to the callers here in about 30 seconds. It's the sack that Taysom Hill had. Single high safety, completely empty left zone. I mean, it's white. There's nothing but green. I have the picture on my Twitter page. You'll see it. It's before the snap. Pre-snap is where NFL quarterbacks make their hay. I'm not talking about winning a couple of games. I'm not talking about extending the plays and using your athleticism. You saw that in the opening drive. The problem is you better know where you're going with the football. And when you have a receiving core that, look, I like what I saw in Callaway. I like Juwan Johnson. I like little Jordan Humphrey and these other guys. And stop it. This isn't Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. Okay? Those guys help quarterbacks. One of the things you're going to have to do as a quarterback on this team is help them know where they need to go and where you need them to be. Taysom's trying to read defenses. He missed it. There was a slant by Montgomery who beat his defender off the line. The linebacker's coming in. That is an easy 40-yard completion. The safety had his hips turned once Hill moved out the pocket because of pressure when the defender went down. A quick shuffle of the feet. He has the arm. He lobs it from the numbers to the left side sideline. That is a touchdown. It turned out to be a sack. In the NFL, that is vanilla. That is no coverage. No one's moving at the line. That guy needs to read that play. When you're trying to win a quarterback competition, you need to show you can make plays. He managed. He got the team to almost a scoring drive before Murray coughed it up. I get that. On the Winston scoring drive, he knew from the snap he was going to Johnson for that big gain over the middle, led him to an end zone. Larry Holder even confirmed it afterwards. The touchdown pass to little Jordan Humphrey. Jordan was not his first read. You have to know that. Call it. Give him all of the first string snaps so you can get ready for Green Bay. To the phone lines we go. Twitter, Dave, you're on hold. Mark, what you got for us, sir?
Hey, man. I didn't watch either one, but just your excitement about listening about the Pelicans makes me want to go buy the package so I can watch them.
Dude, I'm telling you. I'm not lying to you.
Okay, because I don't even know Trey Murphy the third or TM3.
Yeah.
I really just want to go watch him now, so I'm going to have to go YouTube videos of this.
Go YouTube. Later. Yeah, Jordan, you're a huge YouTube fan.
Please go YouTube. You'll see plenty of highlights, and you will be watching this upcoming season.
Yep.
Right. And this morning, I don't know if you heard T-Bob and Jacob this morning, but it might have been them or it might have been actually the ESPN show after that.
Okay.
Or before it, who knows. But You know, you got my sticky note over there that says 6-11, right?
Yes, I do. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Also put on there, Ian Book will be starting by the end of the year.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Ian, I ain't seen a screen I didn't like. Book. Huh? That's Jordan's. That's Jordan's take.
You can book it. Okay.
Oh, you can book it.
You can book it. Just like the Taysom Hill experiment. That's just like the guy who bought the first Tesla. Man, you know, he just wasted a lot of money. Jameis is probably I think he's a good quarterback, but I don't. He's not the long term solution. So. If you know you're without Lattimore for what? 4 games, 6 games?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be without Cankard Mike till another 6 or 8 games.
Right.
So and then you're without a couple of other guys, and who knows, what else pops up. The league, they are very famous for. Oh wait, you have a 2-game suspension for this and it starts now.
Yeah.
So, why can't we just say, we were for the first time since most people can remember, we have a quarterback that's not named Drew Brees. Let's just everybody accept it's going to.
Okay. No, I hear you. I hear you. Mark, just think of this, though. Jameis Winston is the same age as Drew Brees when he got here.
Look, no doubt. And he's got a ton of experience. And I just, sometimes, brother, it's just, how the cobwebs get in your head.
And right. Well, but let me see that. Let me see that first. But so you're saying by the end of the year we will see that. I got you. Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah, appreciate the phone call, though.
And I hope we don't. I hope I can call and say I'm wrong.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't think it's going to happen, bro.
Sounds good, man. Thank you, Mark, for the phone call.
Man.
I love it. Hey, go Pels.
Success with the parents that made it happen. That's all coming up in the second half tonight. Jameis Winston on first down throws a strike down the middle. Inside the 25, down to the 20-yard line, and the Saints are knocking at the door as Juwan Johnson.
33 yards on that. I'm telling you, that play, you saw it especially from the angle behind the end zone. Winston knew exactly what was going pre-snap. This isn't about Hill, his athleticism. I think you saw some nice things about him. But as I said back in the mini camp, as we bring in Twitter Dave, one guy sounded like he was trying to learn to play quarterback professionally. The other guy is refining it. That's just what I'm saying. And again, I know one play to make the difference, Twitter Dave, but that play with Taysom Hill that should have never been a sack by Taysom Hill. Like ever. If anything, it was a touchdown play. And that has me going, okay, I'm good. Twitter Dave, what did you see?
I am, rarely we agree, Gus, but that was what I was calling about. You stole my thunder on that part. I don't understand why we're not calling this now. Look, I've been on Winston's camp from the beginning, but I'm not about trying to say, we didn't do that. As far as you need to call it now. You need to get reps behind these guys. So, because there's a difference in how one another throws the ball. One has finesse. The other one's a harder thrower, might throw behind the guy sometimes, but that will come with Winston with more reps on where his guys are going to be. Even though you can obviously see that he's got a feel for that already, just imagine if he's getting all the time behind the reps, all the time behind with these one of his receivers. I know you haven't mentioned him, but that guy that y'all were talking about that was lighting up new receiver you were referring to? Who's that guy? I liked out of him. Who's that guy that's been
the veteran receiver or
receiver? Receiver.
Chris Hogan? They came from the Patriots, lacrosse guy? Yeah, he had a catch for 5 yards. I don't know if he played a lot. No. Why are you laughing?
Because you made it sound like it was so unimpressive.
Well, he only had a catch, so I mean, yeah. But look, at the same time, Callaway. Right? Marquez Callaway had 3 receptions, 61 yards, 4 targets, though. 28 yards is long. Juwan Johnson, I thought was impressive, only had 2 receptions. 71 yards, 2 targets, that long of 38, the play I just played to Jameis Winston. So, look, I thought going into the game that was going to be one of the things that was interesting with the lack of depth that Traquan still hurt. You got to play some of these guys, hear me out. I'm not ripping the guy, but Ty Montgomery probably is not going to get many regular season snaps. But you never know. I mean, and that's my point, though, and that's why I keep going to the importance of having a veteran quarterback that can read and can tell you something. Sean Payton, after the game, Taysom Hill and Montgomery on the wrong route, certain coverages depend how you do it. That's something where if that play is an incompletion or an interception, what are you going to see as they go to commercial? You're going to see the quarterback and that guy go to the sideline, and they're going to talk about it. That's what you need to happen. When the guy at quarterback has trouble seeing a possible touchdown before the snap, then I don't know how he's going to be able to talk to the other receivers on how to help me out or bail me out here. And again, I'm not trying to be too hard on Taysom Hill, but that's a guy that should know the offense better than Jameis. And he should have known at the very least that that route tree for that play had the slant. I mean, it was there, and Montgomery smoked him off the line. Like, that is a, for lack of a better phrase, the blood flow should be flowing somewhere. I mean, you are just, you're licking your chops, easy throw. And he not only didn't see it, then he kind of goes into a sack when the crossing route was there for the first down. I know still photography and replay looks better. I hear you, but I'm also not trying to play quarterback in the NFL. So
right. the young running back,
Tony Jones.
I didn't know much about him, but one game. But I'm assuming he would be the third string on the team.
That's interesting you say that, because actually, my pat on the back. I was gonna say, I was thinking of him. It's Paulson Adebo that I went. But Latavius Murray is actually my seat on a bench. That guy should have the most experience. That guy should have starred because Kamara wasn't playing, and that guy got pulled quickly. And Devontae Freeman, who just showed up, and Tony Jones, who, come on, let's be honest, you looked them up, right? Those guys stood out more.
Well, and
like Latavius Murray should have absolutely.
You heard him. He wants more snaps.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You cannot cough the ball up in that opening drive. You can't.
Right.
You can't.
One other thing, Gus.
Yep.
Before I let you go, because I know you're running a short in time, I heard this morning on T-Bob's show that team's 16-0 in preseason. I know you like the gambling aspect of this, but I did not know that.
Yeah, no, they haven't lost in a long, long time in preseason.
2015 was the last time.
Here it is. Twitter Dave, thank you as always, man. Good to hear from you.
All right, brother.
Rafael Esparza is up next on ESPN New Orleans.
The Toyota National Sales Event is going on now at Greg LeBlanc. At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma.
Through the end of the month.
And they're ready. The deals are red hot.
Red hot.
With loads of fresh new Toyotas arriving daily. Plus, they have over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Greg LeBlanc Toyota is getting top dollar for trades. Remember, the Toyota National Sales Event is going on now till the end of the month. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com. Or at the store. Greg's got the deals.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand-washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24-7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
When it comes to planning for the financial independence of you and your family, you just can't afford to be wrong. If you're within 10 years or less of retirement, the opportunities to adequately provide for your future are becoming less and less. We guide clients to make suitable investment decisions to pursue their goals once their earning years are over. For a confidential, no-obligation evaluation of your financial goals, contact me, Raleigh Galliano, today at 325-6500. Galliano Wealth Management Group, advice you can trust. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Terrebonne Sheriff Tim Saunier. July 1st has been a year since I've taken office. I would like to sincerely thank our community for the support they have given our law enforcement officers. I am truly humbled. Last year, we had a record storm season and many challenges. As a resilient community, we always overcome adversity together. We will continue to work hard to keep our community safe. My door is always open to all of you. May God's grace continue to shine upon Terrebonne Parish.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
At BSI Doc Sports is the way to follow Rafael Esparza, Senor Vegas. Sir, how are you this afternoon?
I am doing well. I'm just chilling, watching some soccer right now. It's a nice Monday.
I got a little extra change in my pocket, sir. I have called for Trey Murphy to start. I'm excited about the Pelicans. What right now, if I just happen to look up the odds, I'm not even talking like the just playoffs. Like, do you have playoff odds? I know you have, you know, I mean, I don't even know what we're playing this season. The Lakers are going to win it. It's them with the Nets. I get it. But playoffs, what are the odds right now the Pelicans are in the playoffs?
We didn't put playoff odds yet. I'll probably work on that maybe during weeks 1 and 2 of the NFL. I mean, they're 50-1 to win it all. I think 25-1 to win the Western Conference finals. But, I mean, it's a preseason, though. I mean, but I have to admit that the young guys that they drafted and look pretty good, look pretty poised out there. So that's one benefit that you can probably say, hey, could be maybe a bright future.
Okay. I was just seeing how much money I can make for my buck. That's going to be some time. I know the Summer League will wrap up this week. They got 5-6 weeks. And then preseason, sir, we'll get going on for the Pelicans. October 4th is the first preseason game. Let's get to, obviously, week one of the NFL. I know you joke. You don't care about mini camps and training camps. But, look, there are games, and the games have been played now, so there's certain things you can maybe extrapolate or overreact to. Let's start with Washington and the Patriots, which we did last week. A couple of days have gone past. What are you hearing and seeing? Kind of seems like there's two camps building in New England. There's a Mac Jones and there's a Cam Newton camp. Could there be legit controversy coming up?
I don't think so. I wouldn't be shocked if Cam Newton gets weeks 1 and 2, and then they bring in mac and cheese, and again, they win the Super Bowl, as I've been telling people. So they both looked really good for the Patriots. I thought the way Mac Jones looked was very impressive, and how he looked in the pocket. So I'm a little bit more impressed with him than Cam Newton, because I think we're all going to know what Cam Newton's going to be. He's probably going to take a massive hit because he doesn't know how to slide during a game, and that's it. So I would not be shocked mac and cheese week 3 or 4.
Joe Flacco, is there a competition in Philly between him and Jalen Hurts?
I don't know what I was more impressed with that game. Haskins being the savior next year when Big Ben retires, or Flacco. There was two big quarterback controversies going on that game. I mean, again, it's Flacco. I mean, he's always going to give you quality QB starting appeal. He's got the veteran package with him, so that doesn't shock me. I'm a little bit more shocked. Haskins looks thinner out there. I'm not going to say he looks super thin. Like, maybe he's starting to realize that this is his last leg in the NFL.
Let you know what? There is something that always puts a smile on my face. Nothing. I don't care if it's preseason, regular season, postseason. Anytime your Atlanta Falcons look terrible. I'm in. 23-3. Awesome performance by the what? 23-3.
We just needed 5 more points.
No, it was terrible. The graph was sending me videos of it was just him cackling. A sack here, a sack there, a sack everywhere. Are the Falcons a bad football team, or am I looking too much into this, Rafael?
They could be a bad football team. You guys heard me last week. I said, hey, if there's a team that's going to make the playoffs besides Tampa, it's going to be Carolina. I think Atlanta might be the bottom of the basement in that division. So that didn't shock me to 23-3, but I wonder how many turnovers they had in that game. I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, wow. You know what?
That was a low blow.
You know what? We haven't got to that. Bills and Lions, anything stood out in that game to you?
Did the Lions score 15 points? I mean, I think that's the only thing that kind of stuck out with me, because they scored 12 of those points in the fourth quarter, and I bet you all those people that would probably play the fourth quarter Lions will be delivering my pizza next week. So and I guess that was the only thing that's
The Cowboys Cardinals game, Arizona won 19-16. I know there's a lot of attention to those QBs if they would have played Dak and Kyler, you know, gone at it. I'll be honest with you, I I was interested in the linebacker play. Zaven Collins for the Cardinals looked really good. Micah Parsons looked really good for the Cowboys.
Yeah, they looked fast. They didn't look like they skipped a beat coming into this new transition. I was a little happy that I got to see my boy Ben DiNucci play for the Cowboys in the fourth quarter. I mean, he threw for 46 yards, and I got to eat some gnocchi when I was watching him play. So I guess that was my happy place. Colt McCoy still looks like he doesn't belong in the NFL. I'm just sorry. No offense to Colt McCoy.
On Saturday, Jordan Kleber, you got a chance to watch your Chicago Bears with a real quarterback, Justin Fields. Tua played as well. How I know you have Chicago fans. You're from there, Raphael. So how are your Chicago fans reacting today following Justin Fields' 14 of 20, 142 in touchdown performance?
What I heard today is that they're filming the Super Bowl Shuffle right now.
There we go.
Version of it for how Justin Fields played. He played against third and fourth stringers. I don't want to hear about it, how good he looked, and the game looked slow to him. He was not against Miami's top defense, but he didn't look. I admit, he did look good. He did not look like an Ohio State quarterback in the NFL.
You know what else he didn't look like? He didn't look like Mitch Trubisky.
You're darn right he did, which is why half the city of Chicago is celebrating right now. Mitch Trubisky never looked like that ever, regular season to preseason, ever. Raphael, am I right?
True, but
okay, there it is.
Not a true
worst performance, Falcons or Vikings, 33-6. People of Minnesota are freaking out on Twitter.
Yeah, when Drew Lock throws for 151 and two TDs against the Vikings defense, you might want to be a little bit worried. And I think maybe that's why a lot of Green Bay tickets came in on the division and the NFC, because how bad the Vikings looked.
Browns and Jags, most people were tuning that in to see Trevor Lawrence and stuff. He had a nice play, nice deep throw. But it seems like, unfortunately, this was the warning. We're going to see this next Monday. The Tim Tebow tight end experiment. There is a video clip of him blocking somebody on a run play. I guess you could call it blocking. I think Jordan, if you had like one play, one shot, Coach Payne says, get in. And all you're doing is blocking. I think you'd
have
given
more
effort.
All I would have to do is do a 360 and fall on the ground.
That's it.
And
Raphael, there's no way he's making the team, right?
No, he'll be on Saturday SEC channel calling the game. He does not make. I'm actually shocked that they didn't try to put more offense to him. He's not making it. He stinks.
Yeah, Raphael, there was a lot of controversy on Twitter over the weekend about the whole taunting rule change that the NFL has implemented last week. Have y'all come up with any odds for how many taunting penalties there will be this upcoming season? Because
It's going to decide a game. There's no doubt.
I don't know if I'll dive into taunting over, unless it gets absurd, like weeks one and two, if there's just flags all over the place, then I'll dive into that. Because I think we might see week one, week two, maybe some of it, but I think the refs are going to probably diet down a little bit. They don't want taunting flags to ruin the game, but I think we'll see weeks one and week two, but I think it dies down.
All right. I got to ask you, Trey Lance, too, lots of people kind of love that one big play. People in San Francisco say they need some time. The Jordan Love situation apparently got an MRI in the shoulder. LaFleur just looks so unhappy and uncomfortable with what's going on over there in that situation. Between those two QBs, Love and Lance, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think Lance is probably the buzz because they drafted him for that. I think they drafted Love thinking Aaron Rodgers was still going to be there 3 to 4 years. They might have Jordan Love to just pull the clipboard, but he's going to be probably playing there next year as their week one starter because I don't think Aaron Rodgers stays there. But Trey Lance looked really good, really fast. And don't forget, he didn't play. He played one college football game last year. He wasn't like everyone else, like mac and cheese and the Bears quarterback. That's the greatest thing that sliced bread. He played one college football game last year. So Trey Lance has a lot to catch up on.
All right, sir, finally we wrap up with the polls have come out now before the season. Coaches poll, and today the AP poll. Jordan, the two Louisiana schools quickly.
Yeah, so at 16 you have LSU, and then at 23 you have Louisiana Lafayette.
All right, shocking to everyone, Alabama, number one in both polls. What did you think of the coaches and now the AP poll? Does it matter to you, obviously? I mean, I'm sure some people will give you all a call for that.
Does not matter to me one bit at all. But if you're LSU fans, how can you be? Well, you have to feel disrespected that Iowa State's ahead of you, Pac-12, North Carolina's ahead of you. I mean, that's some fighting words to maybe motivate your season as ahead of those smaller schools. But let's face it, we're all playing for second place with Alabama again. I mean, I just don't see. I'm actually shocked that Oklahoma got that much love. What AP second, what coach third or fourth. I'm actually a little bit shocked in the love in Oklahoma.
Just based off of the 25s, right? Got about 60 seconds here. Hey, what's going to be the surprise team this year? What's the one team we all will have controversy, hoping that, you know, the selection committee gets them in? I don't know. Is there a game? I mean, is there a team that you're like, you know, this year they're going to be better than people expect?
I don't know if they're going to be better, but I think they'd be good in the Pac-12 and maybe steal some Oregon wins or USC. But Arizona State, they have a quarterback. Their defense was really good last year. They could be a surprise team out there. And North Carolina, they were in like I said, AP and a 10,
yeah.
A 9 in the coaches poll.
Yeah.
Their quarterback's going to be really, really good, and their defense is very experienced. So keep an eye out for the Tar Heels.
Yeah, they quietly, right, kind of got it to where I'm like, whoa, okay, they're that high. All right, and so, I mean, maybe Clemson has a tough game, you know, when they get to them. So we'll see. Thank you, Raphael.
Take it easy, guys. Have a fantastic rest of the week, and I'll see you guys out in Saints camp in that heat. I'll be
you know
there
what?
Every day.
That's we'll it. Talk they, to look, they've been indoors. I mean, I can get you the pass. You can be in the air conditioner.
If you ever sent me your address, I would be able to deliver ice cream to you, and you wouldn't have to be, you know, as hot.
Yeah.
I think I want to go fishing more than ice cream. I think I want to fish. But
you're
going to
be out in the sun. What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's scorching heat.
It is scorching heat. That is very true. Thank you, Raphael.
Plus, you might not even catch
it. Take it easy, guys.
There he goes, Raphael Esparza. Quick break. Sean Payton yesterday after practice. Again, the Saints are off today. He did speak about what he said on Saturday. Let me look at the tape. He saw the tape. You want to hear his thoughts on what he saw on the tape?
Let's do it.
Sports Hangover next on ESPN New Orleans.
Call me a joker. Call me a fool. Right at this moment, I'm totally...
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
This is the sound of achieving more, and you better get used to it. The Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G gives you the upper hand with a phone that unfolds into a tablet. Open select apps side by side to search, stream, and share it all at once. Or go totally hands-free for video calls, selfies, and group shots. Pre-order Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G today and get $200 in Samsung.com credit. Are you ready? Valid through 8/26 while supplies last at select retailers. See additional terms and conditions at Samsung.com.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. questions of the day, Jordan Kleber, have to do with the Pels and the Saints.
Yeah, so the first one, Monday's DraftKings question of the day, we do this after every Saints game weekend. Saints fans, give us your game ball, pat on the back, and who needs to have a seat next to Coach? Ravens over the Saints, 17-14. You could comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003, and Buddy will take your phone call.
I said at the start of the show, it's simple, on two things. Trey Murphy needs to start for the Pelicans. I've given my reasons on that. And secondly, Sean Payton needs to do himself a favor and also for his team. Call the quarterback race. It's Jameis Winston's. Not one play obviously makes the difference. I get it. You have to see a lot of different things, practice, games, all that. But here's the thing. There was a play in that game on Saturday that after watching it, I went, you know what? I've seen enough. And it has really nothing to do with athletic ability. It has nothing to do with can you make the throws or things of that nature. It has everything to do with pre-snap reads. In the NFL, if you want to be a successful, and when I say successful, I'm talking about, do the Saints want to win playoff games? A play, a series, a highlight. Taysom Hill has absolutely all that ability to be able to do that. No doubt. He could make the pre-snap read on his sack. The sack that they got him, that was, there was a touchdown on that field pre-snap. He didn't get to it. Winston's interception was a ball that I think a better receiver, more experienced receiver, slows down, waits for it, whatever. Ball may be underthrown. I get it. But it was the right read. Sean Payton after the game said it was the right read. He thought they had him. The ball was better thrown and maybe a bigger score. The play to Juwan Johnson on the touchdown drive, 33 yards over the middle. Jameis saw it. You saw it, the angle from behind the end zone. You see his head, saw the read, knew exactly where to go to the ball, strike right to Johnson on the run. 33 yards led to the scoring drive. It's things like that. The touchdown play. Larry Holder even confirmed it back at 12:15 when he joined us. The touchdown drive, Humphrey said it. It wasn't the first read. And I think he actually spoke about that. So we'll touch on that here in a little bit. Cajun Goat, what do you have?
All right. My attaboys, I want to give it to the defense, the first half defense. I thought everything was good up until the last drive.
Mm-hmm.
My stood next to coach every running back that's on the roster.
Ooh.
And my game ball is going to go to the Ravens backup kicker because we need one. And that little dude could kick really good. And it seems like the Ravens always have great special team kickers. Isn't that where we got Will Lutz from, I believe? That kid was kicking 50-yard field goals, right. And it looked like he could have went for 65.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on that, that's the guy I got. I mean, it was six turnovers, but I still don't see greatness out of none of the quarterbacks. And as I'm talking about all three, I can't say much about the young guy because, number one, he didn't have any blocking. The blocking was horrible in the second half. When he did, he made great plays. When he had designed plays, he made great plays. So I'd have to see him with, like, the first team to really evaluate how good he is. But I'll get on his train. I think he's going to be a decent quarterback because I like his composure.
I'll say this. I'm more inclined to where Maddie said that maybe Book could – battle Simeon to maybe be that number two overall QB eventually or something of that nature. Cause I've said what's going to be interesting to me is if Winston wins the battle or is named the starter, is Taysom Hill the number two or is he going to be using the Swiss Army role, which I think benefits everybody. If that's the case, obviously if Winston get hurt, Jameis, you know, it would be Taysom, I would say, would go in. But, like, how is that going to be listed, I guess, is what I'm talking about. Are you going to dress three quarterbacks? I'm assuming you have to if you're going to play, you know, Taysom Hill in that role or not. Like, is he going to be number two and just sit back and not be used as the Swiss Army role, you know, and be listed as the second quarterback?
Well, definitely there's nobody on the roster that's going to be able to do what Taysom did when he was playing that Swiss Army knife role. I don't see anybody stepping out that looks, you know, exciting as he does when he touches the ball and takes off up the field. So I didn't see anybody that they're going to try to use in that role anytime soon. But anyway, back to the Pelican, even though we don't have the music to cue it up, But that Murphy is going to be great, man. And I agree with you, Gus. There's no reason he shouldn't be starting. His defense was just totally tremendous. And you've seen him do it against an athlete last night. But let's just talk about the other game. He went against the best players on the other team.
Thank you.
And this guy actually shut those guys down.
Right.
Shut them down.
And wanted to, Cajun Go, which is what I'm saying. I hear, but I don't want to hear. Well, he's young. He hasn't played any. I hear you, but there's certain times, like you're not going to start Cade Cunningham. You're not going to start. Look, they make mistakes to make mistakes. What I've seen, though, is this guy already is coachable and doesn't. The game doesn't seem too big for them. When you do see sometimes some players kind of on skates or not knowing where they go, he never ever looks like he's clogging a lane or getting in the area. And here's the other aspect of it. This team sorely missed a defensive mindset and an offensive mindset of I'm going to go get it one way, shape, or form. This team couldn't close out games because they weren't comfortable in it. This guy says go get the job done. This guy wants to defend the other team's best player. The Pelicans couldn't defend anybody last year. So I don't want to hear that he hadn't done this yet or yet. He already is doing more than pretty much the roster from last year. Now, granted, there's been a change on there. I hear you. But if you want to establish a culture and do it, then do it. I mean, what is he not going to do for you? The guy can, you see him, you know, shoot passing lanes so he can help you defensively. He can actually guard on ball. He can get a rebound. He's shown the ability, Jordan, to assist, bounce passes, you know, whatever. If guards, Graham or whoever, or Zion drives, he's shown, I'm in the corner waiting, I will knock down the shot. So, what is he going to be able to do? Like, you know what I'm getting at? It's like, to me, yes, he can help you off the bench, but bench minutes and starter minutes are different. Plus, again, here's Willie Green. Listen to the very end of this short bite.
A monster. The thing about Trey is that he takes on the challenges at the end of games. He doesn't shy away from any best player on any team, and those are guys that you want to go to battle with. I thought he was excellent on the defensive end. I thought that also triggered his offense, and so he put together a really nice overall game today.
So Cajun Goat, I think no matter whether he starts or, you know, comes off the bench, I do not see a scenario where this guy's not on the floor with, like, Najee in the last 2 minutes to try to close out a game. Do you? I mean, because, again, here's a coach, first year, trying to establish a culture and identity, and he's found his guy. He's found his guy, like Najee, to where he believes and trusts. I need a stop. I need to stop in the final 30 seconds. I need to stop in the last minute. I'm telling you, that guy is going to be on the court. Listen to his coach. The coach just said it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Gus, and this is my thing. If you look at the guys that had minutes last year, Najee, even our rookie, Lewis, he had minutes last year. This guy looks better than both of them. I'm sorry, he's the best guy on that Pelican Summer League team. I mean, you just can see it. I know they don't give it to you, but I'd love to know how many steals per game he gets, because he's gotten a lot of steals.
He has 13 steals. He has 13 steals and 4 blocks.
He's blocked a lot of shots.
Yeah,
he's a big guy. He rebounds really good. You know, he's a big dude. And if you have him on the perimeter, I mean, that's great. And I also like Jones. I mean, I can't see a scenario why you have to send him down when he is such a great defender, and he would get more out of playing in the league than going down to play.
I
think he's better than some of the guys you have on the roster.
Right. Cajun Goat, in 4 games, Trey Murphy has 13 steals and 4 blocks. Last night alone, he had 3 steals and 2 blocks. And 4 threes. Right. So, defense, 3-point shooting.
I mean, this guy's a...
he's a starter. I don't know what else to say.
He's a Swiss Army knife. He's got a little
starter.
Bit of everything.
Yeah, he's a starter. All right,
man. He doesn't get shook up, Gus.
No.
He doesn't get shook up.
That's for sure.
This guy is just a calm, cooling effect. If he makes a mistake, which you rarely see, let's be honest, he doesn't make many mistakes. Jones makes a little more mistakes every now and then, but I think it's from his aggressiveness. But at least I like the aggressiveness. He attacks the basket. He's not sitting out there trying to shoot threes all the time. He does attack the goal, Jones. And he even talked well about him. Did you hear what he said about Jones? He said he calls him a straitjacket. Because once he's got you, once he's sticking you, he can't get past him. You know, I need guys like that.
Yeah.
That's the guys I need on his team. I'm not signing Josh Hart back, you know. And is both those guys, would you pick Josh Hart over either one of them? Only maybe because of experience, but not the way he plays, not the length. I mean, I think those guys are better than Josh Hart, just to be honest with you.
I hear you. Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call, Cajun Go.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
On our question of the day, do you think Trey Murphy should start for the Pelicans? What do you have?
Just kind of put it out there. 63% say yes, 36% say no.
They're wrong. Okay, go ahead.
What, the people that said no?
Yes.
All right, yeah, so we have two responses. Joel, no, but definitely a six-man.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Morgan over on Twitter, I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. I want to say yes, but I'll wait and see what our coaching staff do.
That's fine. I'm just suggesting it to the coaching staff already.
Well, the thing is, I'm going back and forth with my friends, and they're saying, well, he's a rookie. Let him earn his minutes. Says, a rookie shouldn't be going up against a Bradley Beal. Yeah. I'm like, well, who?
Do me
a
favor.
Last year.
Text him back.
Who stopped Bradley Beal?
Exactly.
Please tell me.
Najee Marshall, all those guys are the best defenders last year, right? How did he earn his minutes? By actually going out there and doing it.
Exactly.
So I guess they're saying, well, let's see in a couple of games and he earns it. Again, though, you need defenders, you need shot makers, you need basketball IQ. I don't care how you, that kind of stuff doesn't play with Sean Payton, right?
Right.
That's what I don't understand. You can't pick and choose this. We have followed a football head coach that no matter how you get there, when you get there, if you're good enough, you're playing. That needs to be the same
for the Pelicans.
Exactly right.
I mean,
look up and down your roster. That guy defends better than Brandon Ingram.
And he defends way better than Zion.
They're the two worst defenders on your starting five.
Serious. You could kind of argue in the league.
I'm being serious. Like, I'm not hating. By the way, how does Zion look at Duke? What'd you think of his selfie video at Duke? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Make this the summer event at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Download the free Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office mobile app today. Stay informed with the latest news releases and get push alerts with emergency information. Submit an anonymous tip or pay tickets and fines all on the app. It also has popular features from our website, such as information on current inmates, active warrants, and an interactive map with information about sex offender locations. All of this and more is available on the free Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office mobile app.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Pelicans head coach Willie Green.
The biggest takeaway for us is trying to, you know, set the tone for how we want to play. We want to be a team that guards. We want to play with pace. We want to share the ball offensively. So just trying to implement those fundamentals. I think our guys are doing a great job.
I'm excited. I know it's summer league. I get it. But I do like seeing what some of the guys are going to get a lot of serious minutes are showing me already. In particular, starter Trey Murphy, the third.
Yeah, I have to put my phone away. My
just put it away.
It's
just put it away.
Starting to really tick me off.
No, just breathe. Just put it away. Brian, thanks for giving us a call here in the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Do you live to be a contradiction, or is it something you practice?
Here we go.
Do you sit down at home and practice? How can I contradict myself today? Or is it something that just naturally happened for you? I need to know.
Once again, what you think might be contradictions may not really be, but that's fine. If it makes you feel better. What am I contradicting myself on now?
New Orleans Saints. Oh, my God, this guy's too young. What are the Saints going to do? New Orleans Pelicans. Oh, my God, they're young. Start them anyway. Which one is it, Gus? Do you have a problem starting young guys because you don't know what's going to happen? Or does that only apply when you feel like you want to bash the Saints in LSU?
Once again, you're wrong. What are you talking about? Don't I have Paulson Adebo up there? What do I have?
Yeah, you do. Paulson Adebo stand out.
Didn't I say Peyton Buckshot Turner's going to be one of those? I actually compared. I said it might be more like 2017 where the Saints are going to have to depend on some of these young guys to play. So I don't know what makes you think that I don't want to see young guys play.
It's not just that you don't want to see them play. It's the idea that when it's the Saints, you tell me that the young guys are there, you don't know what's going to happen, so they're going to win five games. When it's the Pelicans, you're telling me start a guy after all he's shown is that he can play in summer league.
Yeah.
Just want to ask a question. Is LeBron playing in summer league? Anthony Davis, Damian Lillard, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson? Right. Well, I don't even know if Klay's going to play, but, you know, I mean, that hopefully help provides. But are those guys out there for summer league? I just need to know, because you're telling me Trey Murphy's the greatest thing since the microwave.
I'm glad you're going that route, because you know what? Lamar Jackson didn't play. Aaron Rodgers hadn't played. All these other guys the Saints are going to face, but you're convinced this team's already a playoff team.
Okay, let me
Hadn't seen them, and you haven't played against them.
Based on talent alone, the Saints should win games, and I never named Green Bay Packers. I name teams that if you look at on paper, that the Saints are more talented than.
Okay, but what talent,
it's really,
though?
Really simple.
What talent are you basing that on? Because there's a handful of players that are going to be getting starter minutes or starting or playing for the first time that haven't before or haven't been in those roles, but yet you're convinced they're more talented than the teams they're playing.
Who?
That's what I'm asking you. Like, who's the talent that you're convinced roster-wise up and down is heads and above
Name me a better linebacker at the middle position than DeMario Davis.
Okay, he's one linebacker.
Okay, what about the starting strong safety, Malcolm Jenkins? Name me many that are better than him.
I can name you many times he takes bad angles and misses a lot of different plays. If you want to lay your bet on Malcolm Jenkins being our, have fun at it. That's fine. Go ahead.
Chauncey Gardner Johnson. There's many. I love Chauncey. Better than him.
I love Chauncey. But again, he's the slot guy.
I didn't ask you if you loved him. I said name of people that are better than these people. And you haven't yet.
Well, Pro Football Focus doesn't even happen in the top 10.
Oh, don't tell me nothing about no damn Pro Football Focus. You mean to tell me the little nurse that's sitting in their mom's basement and say, you know what? According to the player efficiency rating on third down and three, this guy, I don't give a damn about what those little clowns say. Are you serious?
Yes.
Next. What you gonna tell me? You gonna tell me Trey Murphy after four?
Yes.
Summer league game.
I gave you legit reasons why. But I gave you the legit reasons that he can do. I didn't say Hall of Fame.
Tell me again.
Did you watch any Pelicans
game? Man crush last year.
Did you watch any Pelicans
last year that you won't want to start so bad? What happened to Gnaw? Oh, Gnaw, baby, give me some Gnaw, baby. What happened to him? You gonna play on the bench?
Wrong guy.
Oh, I love this.
Wrong guy. When did I say I was Kyra Lewis?
So wait. You mean to tell me you did not want to see Gnaw play last year because you were on the Gnaw, Kyra Lewis, and Young Guy bandwagon and beating that drum by yourself?
You said man crush. I did say that the young guys absolutely should have been playing a lot more than they have last year.
So, who are you going to start, Trey Murphy or Gnaw? Because you love both of them. Who are you starting?
I'm starting Trey Murphy.
Okay, so what happens to Gnaw and all the work he's put in? Because did you watch him play lately? Did you see him in the Olympics?
Oh, okay.
The World Championship game? Did you see that?
Again, though, there's certain things that you've seen from this guy, not just in the summer league, because you want to, I guess, apparently just focus on that. But what he's done at Virginia and what he's done in his past basketball life, he legitimately can play defense.
Wait, you mean,
I'm just, hold on.
You, AAU college ball and not against NBA competition. You know who I saw do it against NBA competition and got better?
Okay.
Pump the brakes until you see him do it in an NBA game.
I got you. But here's the thing. You're telling me to do that, but you are full speed ahead, put it in overdrive, afterburner, and nitro on a Saints roster that hasn't done pretty much anything yet. But you're
Saints
convinced.
With a Hall of Fame head coach, convinced. A quarterback that has started.
Hall of Fame head coach went 7-9 for 3 seasons. Hall of Fame head coach last year, Bill Belichick, didn't make the playoffs. You need players.
Don't you have a bunch of talented players against some plumbers and carpenters? Hell no. It's the NFL. Today's NFL. He's still one of the most winningest coaches in NFL history.
At the same time, that's the same man you tell me hasn't maybe done the right things in the postseason. And also, if he's been such a great coach as well, there was still a 6-turnover game on Saturday. Players fumbled, not him.
A preseason game is like a summer. Are you serious right now? Oh, my God. Okay. They had 6 turnovers.
You're right.
They had 6 turnovers in the summer league game.
You think it doesn't matter? Doesn't matter.
Let me ask you a question.
Got you.
On the win-loss record for the 2021 season, what's it say right now?
Got you.
Just ask it.
Look, again, man. Have fun with it. We'll see at the end of the year.
You know I'm always right when it comes to this. Like always.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. Go, give me a sticky. Let's put Brian on the sticky note here. Give me your record.
For the Saints?
Yep.
My name's already up there, baby. Check the Wall of Fame. I'm already up there. I am etched with the gods when it comes to this.
Say that again. Your mic is on. Talk.
11 wins for Brian.
Okay, so you have 11 wins. Okay. And you're contradicting my Trey Murphy Pelicans thing, so you tell me, who's the starting five?
A starting five, I think Deontay Graham's going to be a starting point guard, simply because they traded for him for a reason.
That's
a starting point guard. I think Nall starts at shooting guard. I think, of course, we got Ingram at small forward.
Yep.
We got Zion at power forward. And at the center position, I'm hoping it's Jackson, but it's probably going to be Valanciunas.
Yep. That'd be it. Yeah, it's going to be Nall or Murphy. I'd like to see Murphy, though. That would just be me.
I don't mind if Murphy starts, but you put him in the Hall of Fame after 4 summer league games.
I did not put him in the Hall of Fame. I said the guy exhibits the 3 things that David Griffin said he needed. Shot making, basketball IQ, and toughness. He has that. You cannot not watch him play. And the guy has 13 steals and 4 blocks. It's not just even the 3-point shots he's making.
David Griffin also said last year young guys hadn't earned the chance to play.
I hear you. And then he also parted ways with the coach who apparently didn't want to play the young guys. He actually said in coaches interviews this season that he envisioned a starting backcourt of Kyra and Nall. He wanted to run with the younger guys. So, again, this guy
seems
to...
David Griffin is almost like a used car salesman. He'll tell you anything as long as he thinks it's going to work.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you on that either. Brian, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Take care, dude. Got you,
there
bro.
There he goes. I love it. That was fun. Jack, you got about a minute. Go.
All right. Clearly, Brian has left Colorado because he seems a little feisty. So, okay, quickly. Game ball, I give it to Callaway. Pat on the back, I give it to Braun. I thought he played a good game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the backup offensive line dominated the backups for Baltimore. So Baltimore might have problems. I mean, the Saints were able to run the ball fairly easy.
Yeah.
And Raphael was talking about North Carolina. I think all Saints fans might want to watch North Carolina because that guy, Sam Howell, he'll be in the conversation for the next Saints quarterback.
Oh, Jack bringing, is that we going sticky note on that? Is that the best QB in college football right now? I honestly don't know.
I don't know if he's the best in college football, but he'll be one of the guys that's, you know, talked about the first round.
Yeah. I haven't looked. I mean, I think the thing that's going to be interesting this year, especially in the SEC West, I mean, other than Auburn, you have a lot of first-time starters or, you know, starters that are going to be taking. I obviously know that Max Johnson started 2 games and he won, but this is going to be his first quote-unquote full season and all that stuff. So quarterback is a storyline in the SEC this year, especially in the West. I mean, even Bama's starting a quarterback that hadn't thrown a pass just yet. So it'll be interesting to sort of see who – after this year, we've had so many quarterbacks taken early. Who is, you know, the crop of quarterbacks to come? So it'll be interesting.
And Gus, just one last thing.
Yeah.
I do agree with you. I think Jameis should be the quarterback. But you know how you always say, you know, Jameis threw for 5,000 yards and all, while he turned the ball over 30-something times? Let me ask you a question. Do you think there's any chance that Sean would sit there on the sidelines and let him turn the ball over 30 times? You think he'd get anywhere close to...
Well, no. I mean, look, here's the thing. I didn't look at it that season. But Leo comes on, covers the Bucs. And he said a lot of those, again, not a lot. I don't know the number, right? I mean, I can go back, I guess, and try to find a way to see them all. Tip balls, things that just maybe, I don't even know if you say like the Murphy one that happened in this preseason game. Also trying to make things happen that perhaps weren't there or something. In this offensive system, the way it works, if you can read the defense and know where players are going to be, it's more quarterback friendly. He also had a ton of coaches and a ton of offensive coordinators that were different in his 5 years. That matters. You know, I hear you. Look, 30-30, the numbers are the numbers. He threw 30 picks. He also threw 30 touchdowns. So you still have to be able to make plays and reads, and that's my only reasoning is, for that reason, Jack, I need him taking as many first-string snaps as possible now to get comfortable with those receivers, to be able to speak to them about where he wants them to go, to tell him where, you know, what you do in this defense. He needs to be in those, you know, meetings. Hey, this is where you should have been. You know, Ty Montgomery, the next time you see this defense, keep running. If not, I'm going to make sure I find you. Give me your hands up. Do all those different things that I think a veteran quarterback can do. Got to hit the break, man.
Thank you, Gus.
Yep, take care. Hour 2 in the books. Hour 3 next on ESPN New Orleans.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
The Dave Single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave Single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these faves, BOGO $1, only at Wendy's. Limited.